Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining me now, I have Nathan Brook from the Chino Valley Fire Foundation, and they have a special event coming up. We're going to talk about that. So thank you very much for joining me today, Nathan. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your time, Steve.
Now, tell us about the Chino Valley Fire Foundation. It's more than just fighting fires. What's the foundation all about?
Well, the Chino Valley Fire Foundation is a nonprofit organization. It's composed of primarily firefighters from the Chino Valley Fire District who volunteer their time. 100% of the time there is volunteered to promoting life, safety, and the welfare to the public. And we do this through educational programs, direct assistance, and financial support. The main thing we like to do through the foundation is use our access as firefighters when we run 911 calls into these people's lives. And when we see a need, we try to fill that need. And the foundation gives us a platform to do that.
Okay, now you've got a special event coming up Saturday the 7th. I believe it's Saturday, March 7th. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And what's the event all about?
This is going to be our second annual St. Patty's Fest. This is a brew festival that is a fundraiser for the foundation. It's on March 7th. It starts at 1 o'clock and ends at 5 o'clock. And being our second annual, we have tripled the size of last year, and we have a lot of great things to offer.
Now, where's it going to take place?
It's going to be at the Shops in Chino Hills.
And it's a brew fest, a beer tasting festival. How much does it cost to get in? Tell us more.
So the cost to get in is going to be $60 at the door. If you get online right now at our website, you can get in for $55. This year, we're also offering a VIP experience, which starts at $120. Pretty much the festivities that you're going to be there for is unlimited beer tastings to over 50 craft brew beers brewed right here in the Inland Empire and a little beyond that border. We have over 24 breweries that are going to be recognized. We also have a really big band coming to play this year, the Young Dubliners, who were really happy, wanted to come and support our event and give a good show of a sort of a Celtic rock-themed music. Along with that, we have food vendors like the Bacon Nation Truck and West Sliders, Flaming Flynn's Pizza. To kind of wrap it all together, we have our Rancho Cucamonga Firefighters Pipes and Drums and the Chino Valley Firefighters Pipes and Drums going to give a good show right there at the end of the event and lead people into Limerick Tavern's after party.
Since it is a beer tasting festival, give us a sample of some of the brewmasters that are going to be there.
Absolutely. So Last Name Brewing out of Upland, Wicks Brewing out of Riverside, Rescue Brew Company out of Upland, and those are just a few. Claremont Craft Ales is going to be there, Rock House, Hamilton Family Brewing out of Rancho. These are just a few of the iconic breweries that are going to be donating beer to us this year and are going to be represented.
Now, how does this money raised help the foundation?
So the foundation, 100% of all of our funds are used and given back into the community within the Chino Valley. This is going to be a great fundraiser for us to support our programs. Programs like the Make a Child Smile program. This program is around Christmas time where we take over 100 kids from local schools. We give them $150 to be used at the Walmart there in the Chino Spectrum. And they get to come with a firefighter or a police officer and walk those lines and get toys for their family and things that sometimes they just need. It's a really great program. That is also going to raise money for our Heart Safe, Bleed Safe program. This is a program where we are raising money to purchase AEDs or automated external defibrillators, which are used during CPR if someone has a sudden cardiac arrest, and for trauma kits that will be placed in businesses. So that way citizens, if there's ever an emergency, will have access to some of this life-saving equipment. That program is partnered with the Chino Valley Fire District to also give training to any business in which we donate one of these AEDs or these trauma kits to use. And then lastly, probably one of my favorite programs, which touched dear to my heart, is our Adopt-A-Family program. Like I said before, when we run 911 calls, people are calling us for, you know, one of their most tragic events. And when we show up on scene of these calls, we try to mitigate those calls, create a little less chaos out of chaos. But when the call dies down and the patient's on their way to the hospital, we have access into our citizens' lives that no one else gets to have. And when we see a need, we can fill that need through the Adopt-A-Family program. Last year, a great example would be we had a young man who got hit by a car, and it totally totaled his bicycle. And the kid told us that this is, you know, how he gets to school. This is how he gets around. And he was super upset about losing his bicycle. 4 hours later, we had purchased a new bicycle for the kid and went down to Chino Hills High School and delivered that bike. And that was only made possible by fundraisers like this, raising funds and our access into that young man's life and the ability to quickly mitigate that problem and give him a new bicycle before he even needed to ride home. So again, I think all this fundraising, 100% of it gets used into these programs and is directly affecting the citizens of the Chino Valley.
Okay, very good. Now let's reiterate a little bit. Tell us, what's the name of the event? Where is it? And when is it? How much does it cost to get in?
The St. Patty's Brew Festival is going to be at the Shops in Chino Hills on March 7th, starting at 1 o'clock and ending at 5. After 5 is going to be, of course, Limerick's annual after party, and they also are going to have the UFC fight on. The cost to get in right now, if you go online, is going to be $55, $60 the day of the event. And then again, I wanted to say that $120 for VIP. What you're getting with that VIP is 1 hour early access to the event, private seating and backstage access with the band, private dinner already paid for, and a souvenir festival pint glass, which is a nice glass pint glass that says St. Patty's Fest on it.
Okay, Nathan Brook from the Chino Valley Fire Foundation. We've been talking about their upcoming St. Patty's Day Brew Festival happening Saturday, March 7th at the Shops at Chino Hills. Thanks for joining me today, Nathan. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve, and have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.